Today's message, it's 102.7 Mike and the Entertainer, along with Jill. It is time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. And in this story, Jill, it starts off where you think, a policeman was up to no good and accidentally had his gun go off.
Oh, no. Did he shoot himself or someone else?
Well, he did shoot himself, Jill.
Oh.
But he's okay. Because, well, it was a bulletproof vest that saved his life. Because he accidentally shot himself. And the thing is that in this instance, he didn't accidentally shoot himself because he was playing with his gun or anything like that. He fell. Well, actually, he attempted to jump a fence.
Please tell me he was chasing someone and not just like dinking around with his partner or something.
Nope, he wasn't. It was on an actual call. The officer, Harold Nunavero, age 24.
Oh, boy.
He was responding to a call about a fox.
Oh. Sometimes you got to chase random things.
You're right. And then sometimes random things start to chase you. And that's what happened.
Oh, he's running from random things.
Yes, he was. So
it's a fox. They're not even that big.
Right.
Oh,
they're quick.
Going at it.
They're quick, Jill. And,
they are quick.
So I guess, you know, what I gather from the story is like, yeah, shows up, doesn't, oh, there's probably not a fox around here. It's probably just a dog or something.
Just looking through the bushes and all of a sudden, ah.
And so the cop's looking around there, and then, yeah, you're right. It starts chasing him, and so what he did was he attempted to jump a fence, but his foot got caught because it wasn't. You know, and the funny thing about this is that as a cop, he probably wouldn't have run from a human being. You know, it's like you feel,
right.
You know, you're
but he doesn't know about a fox.
You have training.
He's not a zoologist.
Right. So you're ready to be able to defend yourself against a human. But once a fox starts going nuts on you, you're like, I'm going to jump this fence. And so whenever he tried to do that, well, it didn't work out well, causing him to flip and fall to the ground. And as he landed, his own gun went off.
Oh, boy.
But the bullet, fortunately, hit his bulletproof vest.
Oh, my gosh. That's so scary that he hit himself in where his vest is.
And at first, he didn't
imagine if he would have died.
Oh, yeah. And at first,
boy,
he didn't even know his gun went off.
I did not hear it.
Probably from his screams from running from the fox and the fact that he was falling over a fence. I'm sure that it's like,
that's so funny.
Somebody's like, oh, there's a wild animal out there screaming. No, that's one of our officers. Or, you know, it's like he's screaming like a child. And so,
gonna need some backup.
Initially, he didn't even realize that the gun had been shot and had hit him. And then looking and realizing, and so then he was treated at a regional hospital and released. And meanwhile, the other officer, he shot and killed the fox as Nunavero lay on the ground. Apparently, through his laughter, was able to shoot the fox, because that's how I assume it's going down. Because his partner's already got his gun pulled.
I don't think they need to shoot the fox.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you know, it turns out
it
was a rabid fox, apparently.
Then it's okay.
Yeah. Right, or maybe to, you know, keep themselves from being in trouble, maybe they placed some rabidness on him. I don't know how that stuff works.
I don't either. I don't think you put it on somebody.
You don't think so?
I don't think Some foam around his mouth.
Right. You don't think that they like keep that
feel like they might investigate that a little deeper.
You watch those TV shows.
I watch
like,
Dateline.
Yes. Well, no, those are realistic. I'm talking about the shows where like cops carry like evidence to plant on somebody. You know, the fake shows like
happen.
That. And so you got to figure that, you know, they carry some rabid stuff. With all the fox's rabbit, look at it, it's foaming out of its mouth. So, but I shot him, you know.
I got him.
Took me two or three shots because I was laughing so hard because Noonie there was trying to get over the fence. So, all right, there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.